This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. It is Fat Tuesday, that's what some people call it, the day before Ash Wednesday. Oh, today is the day to eat. When I was a child, this was the time my mother would make homemade macaroni, but we would have, they were called the potato macaroni. We called them chigadillis. And oh, they were so good. They were so, you know what I used to tell my mother when I was a child? When she made those homemade macaroni, don't give any away. They belong to us. Not one do you give away. These are ours. Usually I'm very generous, but not with my homemade macaroni. I had it all for myself. If there was any left over, I would have it at another time. And if it was meat, I would have it on a Sunday. Because we do not eat too much meat during Lent. Oh, Lent. Some people only know the experience of Lent. The experience of Lent should lead us to the experience of the resurrection of Jesus. He is not in the tomb. He has been raised. Oh, Lent prepares us to celebrate anew the power of the resurrection. Lent prepares us to let us know who we are, poor and needy, and the only one that can solve our experience is the Lord Jesus. Lent should lead us to Christ, not to food, not to lack of food, but to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why God gave it to the church, to lead the people of God to the Lord Jesus Christ, not to macaroni without meat, not with tuna fish sandwiches. No, Lent is all about leading people to the Lord Jesus Christ. My question to you today, do you know him? Do you know him? That's my question to you today. Do you know him? I'm not talking about George Washington. Oh, George Washington, I don't know. I only know about him. I'm not talking about Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, I tell you, I only know about him. But the Lord Jesus Christ is alive and well. He has given us the Holy Spirit. And I don't only know about Jesus. I know him by the grace of God. He is my contemporary. I know him by the grace of God. Oh, that's what happens when one experiences being saved by the blood of Jesus. We come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only know about him, but know him personally. And so my question to you is, do you know the Lord Jesus? Do you know the Lord Jesus? If you don't, ask him. Ask him. Come into my life. I don't only want to know about you. I want to know you. I want to love you. I want to be in communion with you. That's what it's all about. You see, Abraham Lincoln, I only know about him. George Washington, only know about him. The Lord Jesus Christ, I know about him, and I know him by the grace of God. I know him. He revealed himself to me, and I know him. Oh, I want to know him better. I want to know him much better than I do. That means I surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I get to know him better. Oh, yes, I get to know him better. Oh, many years ago, many years ago, someone prophesied over me that I would be going to South America to preach the gospel. Well, I was just a kid at that time. I got so scared so scared. How could I go to South America to preach the gospel? Now, if that ever happened, I'm excited about it. I'm excited. I'd love to go to South America to preach the gospel. It would be my honor, my blessing. Things happened between then and now. I start to grow up in the name of Jesus. But you can't grow up apart from Christ. Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Christ Jesus, my life, my sweetness, and my hope. Oh, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith is Christ-centered. I love the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit causes us to proclaim Jesus. The Holy Spirit makes Jesus our contemporary. The Holy Spirit heals people through the person of the risen Christ. Oh, our faith is Christocentric, not Mary-centric. I love Mary. She's not the center of my life. I love Mary. She even led me to Christ. Oh, yes, she led me to Christ. But she's not the center of my life. My life, by God's grace, is centered upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my life. He is my sweetness. He is my hope. Apart from Jesus, I'm zilch. Got nothing. That's just the way it is. I got nothing. But in Christ, oh, so much do I have. And it's all about him, not about me. It's all about the Lord Jesus. It's all about Jesus that we're on the radio today. Now, who am I that I should be on the radio in Boston? Like, who am I? A kid from East Boston. Who am I? I tell you, God opened the door through Jesus Christ. That's why I'm here. Oh, God knows that every cent we get is not one penny that belongs to me. I don't need it. Every cent we get goes for the proclamation of the gospel so we can pay our bills. That's real stuff. Imagine, kid from East Boston, on Boston radio, on two stations, Monday through Friday, proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you one thing. When I stop proclaiming Jesus, oh Holy Spirit, command that I get off the radio. When I stop proclaiming the Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, command that I get off the radio. People don't need someone proclaiming, not Jesus. We've been told to proclaim his word in season, out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. He's my life. I have no one like Jesus. Oh, as Sadie, the old little lady that lived on Paris Street, she used to live on Paris Street looking out the window as I walked to Sacred Heart Church. She told me one day, no one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. I know where Sadie is now. She's having the best day of her life. She's in heaven. Oh, she wasn't Catholic, but she was a great believer. Oh, a great believer. And she would just be looking out her window. And when she saw me, she invited me into her home. Well, I went into her home. It was very interesting. She started pointing out the pictures that she had on the walls. And they were all about Jesus. And she would quote the scripture, which was at one of the pictures. And as she finished that one, she'd send me another one and quote the scriptures. Oh, Sadie was a saint of God. I believe she's with the Lord Jesus Christ now. I went to her funeral. I spoke at her funeral. But Sadie is not dead. Only her body is dead. Sadie is alive. In the presence of Jesus, I know it. And I believe it. What about you? Where are you going? It's the day before Ash Wednesday. Where are you going ultimately? Are you going to heaven? Oh, I'm a good person. Oh, that won't get you there. Oh, my mother was a saint. That won't get you there either. Are you on your way to heaven? Or are you on your way to hell? That's a question. You see, if you're on the way to hell, the scripture says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of who sent me that I lose nothing of what he's given me, but I raise it up on the last day. Are you on your way to heaven? Please, I'm a good person. Oh, I'm going to tell you, your goodness doesn't get you to heaven. I know all that's written in the catechism. Your ability to read the catechism doesn't get you to heaven. What gets you into heaven? Baptism and faith. I have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and my faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and bled for me and rose from the dead and sends his Holy Spirit into me. My faith is Christocentric. That's what the church is called to do, to proclaim Jesus in season and out of season, not to proclaim the church. No. The church was raised up to proclaim Christ. St. Paul tells us, I charge you in the presence of God to preach the word in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. I charge you. I took that charge. I made it my own to proclaim the Lord Jesus in season. And when I'm out of season, I'm going to tell you, many days I have been out of season coming to this microphone. But that does not stop me from proclaiming my love, the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing will stop me. Oh, the enemy of my soul has tried to stop me in many ways, in many, many ways. But I have not been stopped by the grace of God. God raised me up to preach the word of God. God raised me up to be a priest and proclaim the word of God and to celebrate the Holy Eucharist. Oh, I tell you, that's why I've been raised up. Not for myself, but that others may believe and come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. My question to you, as we are just before Lent, do you have a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm going to tell you another scripture. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Not think and believe. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, I've tasted. I want to taste more. I want to taste more. I tasted and I've seen that the Lord is good and he's worthy of my whole life. Oh, I am desperate for Jesus. I couldn't live one day without him. That's why I'm on the radio, because Father Tom is desperate for the Lord Jesus Christ. And his love is toward the one who saves him and saved him, the Lord Jesus himself. Isn't it wonderful that I have the privilege to come to you today and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, the one who died for you and bled so that you would not go to hell. No one talks about hell anymore, but I will. He bled for me. He died for me so that I would not go to hell. The word of God tells us all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I am part of all. I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Oh, but God sent his son in the likeness of men to save Father Tom and anyone else who needed salvation through the blood of the cross. Oh, the power of the blood. The power of the blood. Do you know that in the scripture and even in science, the life is in the blood. The life is in the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus, my salvation. I could not exist without the power of the holy, precious blood of the Lamb. And Lent, starting tomorrow, gives me the great opportunity to proclaim the blood of the Lamb, the precious blood of Jesus that saves men, women, and children from hell. People don't talk about hell anymore. Everybody's going to heaven. I don't think so. But I know that those who have given their life to the Lord Jesus, they will be accepted and brought into the heart of Christ. You know why? Because they're already there. They're already in the heart of Christ because they gave their life to him. I'm going to tell you, there are many people that the church doesn't have that are going to heaven. And there are many people that the church has that aren't going to heaven. Every generation, start with me, needs to hear the proclamation of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Every generation. We do not take it for granted that they were told once. No, no, no. Every generation, every person must hear and receive that Christ died for their sins. That Christ died for their sins and rose from the dead and pours out now the Holy Spirit of God through the risen Savior. It's the gospel. You know why I love the gospel? I'll tell you why. People's lives get changed. People's lives get changed. Preach the gospel. And people who accept Jesus, their lives get changed. Don't preach the gospel. And what happens? Zilch happens. Zilch happens. Why do you think the church gives us 3 avenues in 3 years to proclaim the gospel of Christ Jesus so that men, women, and children would be saved, healed, and delivered? Oh, I was saved at baptism. But now, it's not only baptism, but faith and baptism saves me. My faith is in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life for me so that I could proclaim the word of God. I'm no better than you. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm no better than you. But he reached down to me, himself, the Lord Jesus. He reached down to me and brought me to himself. He doesn't do that to everybody. But to me, he did it. And you know what? That makes me have the opportunity to continue to preach salvation through the blood of the Lamb. Continue to preach the healing power of the crucified, risen Lord. I've been saved, and I am saved now by the grace of God. And by the grace of God, I will be saved. Only by the grace of God, not because I'm a good person, a good doobie. No, no, no. Goodness has nothing to do with salvation. Salvation comes when we realize we are in desperate need of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we surrender our lives to him. Oh, then we become good doobies. We become children of the light and not of the darkness. We become people who know him. Not know about him. Know him. Not know about him. Do you know him today? Do you know him today? Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months they gave it a name. Do you know Jesus today? If you don't, you need to tell him. I want to know you, Lord Jesus. I don't only want to go to church on Sunday. I want to know you, Lord Jesus. I surrender my life to you. I want to know you, Lord Jesus. Do you know him today? I do, by grace. And by grace I know him. And that gives me the responsibility to proclaim the word of God. But it's not only a responsibility. It's my joy to proclaim the word of God to you today. It's my joy. God gave me this microphone and not anybody else. What does that mean? He trusts me. But I'm going to tell you, I never want to betray his trust. I never want to betray his trust. He trusted me enough to give me this microphone that you would hear the word of God. I don't ever want to betray the trust of Christ Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, it's possible. If it happened to one of the apostles, Judas, it can happen to one who lives now for Christ, me. I tell God right now, listen, I'm going to tell him right now, Lord Jesus, if I ever come to betray you, just before I betray you, kill me so that I be with you in heaven. If I ever get on that merry-go-round, trusting in myself rather than in you, kill me, because I want to be with you eternally. Grace me that I would be able to proclaim the power of your life, death, and resurrection. Grace me, Lord, that one more person hears the word of God and is saved from hell. Grace me to do it when I feel like it and when I don't. Grace me to proclaim only Christ Jesus and him crucified. That's all I want. I don't want anything else, just to proclaim Jesus, not only on this microphone, but when the microphone is over, when people come to me, I want to proclaim Jesus, not only with my words, but with my eyes, knowing that they're going through a hard time, and my eyes want to let them know I understand, not only with my eyes, but with my hands, so that I can pray with them, that God would lighten their burden and come into their hearts. Jesus wants to come in to people's hearts. Oh, I have the privilege of bringing people into the heart of Jesus. I'm telling you, what a great gift God gave me to be on the radio to proclaim Christ. What a great gift. He hasn't given it to everybody. He gave it to me. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. If I start preaching anything but Christ Jesus for a long time, kill me, Lord. Don't let me live. Don't let me take the radio ministry away from me. I was raised up to proclaim Christ. I was ordained to proclaim Christ. I was baptized to proclaim Christ. Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Christ, who shed his blood for you so that you would not go to hell. Christ, who died on the cross for you. And he said, when I'm lifted up on the cross, I will draw all people unto myself. Do you know, when our Lord Jesus was on the cross of Calvary, he drew you into his heart, into his sacred heart. How do I know that? When I am lifted up on the cross, Jesus said, I will draw all people unto myself. He drew you into his sacred heart. You, yes, you. And if you were the only one, he would have done it for you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He wants you to know you're loved. He wants you to know that because you're loved, you yourself can be changed from living in darkness to living in the light. He wants you to know that before we start Lent, open your hearts to the gift of penance. Go to confession as soon as you can. He wants you to know no sin is too big for him to forgive. He is the forgiver of our sins. The blood of Jesus cries out louder than the blood of Abel, who was killed. Oh, the blood of the Lamb. We as Catholics need to proclaim the power of the blood more and more and more. We as Catholics receive the blood every day at the altar. We need to proclaim who we receive. Oh, we need to do it in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Oh, Lent is on its way. Give yourself to Christ. How? I surrender, Lord Jesus. Take my life completely. I surrender, Lord Jesus. I give you my life. Forgive my sins with your blood. And give me the great gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.